middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Yud Gimel, which continued on the Halachos of Muktzah of Tiltel, but these are things that relate to construction of a door, of a window, and a lock on Shabbos, and therefore relates to also some things related to construction. This is on page 236, Siv Gimel. Says Mechaber, Ruchava Shachiri Habatim. There's a open area behind the homes. She'in nechnos meitz mertader. That people don't generally go in there at all times. So if a door was made for its opening, or they hung a mat of reeds, or let's say a breach, that they fenced in with thorns, like a door. So it depends. Mishlam tzir, pierce, tzir, says Ramah, or whoever's explaining, that it's nikven adelis. They make a hole in the door, and they put in a pointy piece of wood, to put into the ground. That it should go either way, meaning like it's like a type of a pivot. Says Mechaber, oy, I feel in lehem at the tzir, even if it doesn't have right now a hinge. Elish ha'ilem tzir, had one, no'ilem, then you could close with them. I feel them the ground bars, even if they're dragged on the ground. Rock shik shar mitlom little behem, as long as they're tied on and they're hanging, to close with them. But they chashav kibayna. And this is the related halacha that comes up, and it's not considered as building as construction. Shunik behem shudalis is recognizable that it's a door. Kimishash lam tzir, because it has a hinge. Agos says Ramah, v'choshkin, all the more so mishlam tzir adayin, but still has a tzir. Actually, as long as you don't put back the tzir to its place, Kadesh is well, come on, like we'll explain later on, some tzuk of your test. It's from the B.C.'s. It says in the Chabit further, but if it does not have a tzir, but it didn't have a tzir, then you cannot lock with them, unless it was elevated from the ground. Now, regarding an opening that's always meant for entry and for exit at all times, then you could close with it. If it never had a tzir, with nigger and it's being dragged. Says Mishaburam Sivkan Chav Gimel. So we're talking about this is an area called the Rechava. It's an area behind, that was the name it was called, the area behind the homes. That people generally did not enter their tadir, which some of the minsters say is Wakin, therefore, in Asalip Paseach. It's not meant to be opened up to go into there. El Isman Mechaikim only at some distant times. Because it's not the norm to go in and out of it. Therefore, it looks like you're adding onto the structure when you're closing it. If not for the ways that we explained over here, the Osman Kashem does, then it's recognizable that it's a door and not like as if you're closing up the area. So he said, if you made a door for it, or you hung up some type of mat, or you had a breach, that you fenced in with thorns, and that is just stomach, but chavila shal kaitzin, that you closed it up with bundles of thorns, as we can does, it's made like a door. And at times he opens it, and now he wants to close it. So that's what he said, if it has a tzir, or even if it didn't have, it doesn't have a tzir now, but it had a tzir, and that is a nikr shalim tzir, it's recognizable on the item that it had a tzir. Then you could close with it, even if it's dragged on the ground, as long as it's tied on and hanging. Someone would say it like that it was tied on and hanging from that wall from before Shabbos. So that this should be used to close up that area. Okay, there for Shabbos, they'd be allowed to close it up, allowed to close that door, so to speak, on Shabbos. Because even though when it's open, in the grass bars, they're dragging on the ground. It's only when they close it, might be in Brzeik from Allah's Kupa. They lift it up and they put it onto the doorstep. Since they're tied on, they're connected from before Shabbos, the Eshlin Zahek is here as a recognition either that it has or that it had a hinge. It does not look like it's building on Shabbos. Sivkat and Chav Zayin. The Chabad continues, says, but if it didn't and it doesn't have its here, you cannot close with it, only if it was Gevayim and Agatz. It's elevated in the ground. It's like what it means to say is, that it was tied on and hanging from before Shabbos, but in the way, that even when you open it up, in the Gevayim and Agatz, the door is not just left hanging on the ground. And even if it's elevated in the ground, even just a hair's breath, says Gemara, that's sufficient to be satisfactory in this case. The Shartzin Lusizain says, look at Beralocha in the Vimasal Gavain. Contains Mishmur, he says, but Tom, the reason is, Shushuman and Nirkabayna Benilazu. Doesn't look like building anymore, which is closing. Af mainlam hekatir, even if it does not ever have a recognition of a hinge. Hoshav kshem besuchan, since even when they're open, imachubar mekfurin shem etim, they're attached and they're very well positioned over there. Shenigras barz is not dragged on the ground. You could tell that it's a door, and in you're not just closing up a wall right now. Sivkat and chavkas, ufesra asabuchulu. Now, opening is meant to always be going in and out from that. You could close even if it never had a tzir from ever. Of course, Shakimish and Mishnah Shabbat taught this, since it's always utilized. I call you, but everyone knows Shaldel Sasser is meant for a door. But Mexican point doesn't look like a building. Sivkon Chavtes, and Vahu Nigra. And it's dragging Ba'aretz on the ground, Kishapayeshu, when you open it up. Abhin Melashonah Machabe Mashman, the wording Machabe sounds like Dakapan, that at least Kashur Mia Be'inan. That okay, it has to be at least connected, even though it's dragging. Melashonah Gob, Sivdabba from the Ramah, and the next Siv. Mashman seriously sounds like he holds that in the kosher klal, even if it's not tied in at all. In this case, sure would be permitted. Yeshla skuba malmata, but at least has a doorstep from the bottom. Yeshla was in that you can lean regarding the sign by Grosh Kosev, Shekin who das rifa Rambam, Rifrat Shekin says Merman, especially since Ramah says this, and specifically that would be the halach. Siv doubt. Dallas asim aluach echad. If you have a door that's made from one board, Hashayin leskuba tachtayin, if it doesn't have the lower doorstep. When you open it up, nicely, you totally remove it, like you might say, and it's totally gone. Then you cannot close the area with it. Even if it has a hinge, but a door that's made for many boards, sorry, that's permitted. Even though you remove it when you open it, if it has the doorstep, in a place where they close it with many boards, and there's an engraving above and below, where you put in the boards. Since there's not one board in the whole door, that's when they say, says Mishmur Sivkat and Dalit. Sivkat Lam. Dalit is a door that's made from one board. And that is Lafisha Inla Tikuna Adalit, since it doesn't have the elements of a door, because our Dalit is like all the doors. Have a kastima ba'alma, so it's just like closing up an area. But it looks like building. Even if it's an area that it's the opening that you generally keep on going in and out from, it doesn't make a difference. That would still be problematic.
Sivkat lamed aleph. So we said that the door that's made miluch echad from one board, or it doesn't have a skupat tachtaina, then that could be problematic, even if it has it here. Now, but that's the Rambam. The opinion of the Rambam is the late Oster is not problematic. It'll be tartal reyesa. Only has two flaws. I know that it's shul meluch echad from one board, and begam in la askupa also does not have a doorstep. Ubepesel us leknisa b'yitziyat tader. And regarding an opening that's meant to always come in and out, mitzad machrein v'chrein manklined yesh les mechashut aslalka. Then you can rely on the Rambam's opinion to be lenient. Sivkatan lamed beis, and the kashpaisel mechulu. And when you open up the door, you take it off and you remove it. Then you can't close with it, even if it has a tzir. Now, Mashma says, sounds like this, the humayri that he's talking about, b'she'in ikshu, and it's not tied on. Avon imikshu it loya, but if it's tied on and it's hanging, afshin igraz pa'aretz, kishapayzchi, then even if it drags on the ground, when you open it, shari would be permitted, afshin lo tekundit lasakuro, even though it does not have the remedy of doors as is appropriate, finding that as mishum dekan, mayri kasir b'toma, b'pesach ha'asil, k'nis b'tziyatada, that it's an opening which you generally come in and out, so it would then make sense that it's a door. Which the Sharetzim Eschad Gimel says that's from the Vilna Gaon, according to the Gersa of the Rebbe, that he's Gersh in the Gereres. It's talking about, according to him, that it's meant to come in and out. And it sounds like, according to this, that when it's tied on, even by what's called a Delis Almana, it's going to be permitted. But according to our Gersa, that the Gersa is Delis HaNegereres, which is tied on. And even so, it's also, if that's the case, it's possible that even when it's Asur Lechnis Vitziya Tadr, it would also be forbidden by a Delis Almana. This sort of quote-unquote widow door. Sivkat Lamed Gimel. So the Ramah brought, but a door that's made from many planks, then it's permitted, that even though you remove it when you open up, if it has a skupa. It's not tied on at all. Vavgav the Resh Sev Gimel, although in the beginning of Sev Gimel, Bedelash Rechava regarding the door by the Rechava, which is behind the house, Shehagam Himistamasu Kishad Lassabur, there it's also presumably made like other doors. Vafalach even some Mechrinan, where stringent Sheikh Kashav told me about you must be tied on and hanging from before Shabbos. Hachari, here we're talking about Pesach Shu Asla Knesset Vitsiya Tadr. Well, here we're talking about an opening which is meant to always come in and out, but not like we mentioned before. So really, and he holds the Bezel Labin Kashaklav regarding that, says Ramah, that it doesn't have to be tied on at all. Says the Vilna Gaon. Sivkot and Lamed Daled. Now, we said the same thing is if in the place where you close there's many boards. B'yesh chakika, and there's an engraving above and below where you put in the planks. What it means to say is that chakika nechshav is keskupa, so that the engraving is like, in a way, like the doorstep. Sivkot Lamed Hei. So then, the halacha shadim kedel is the halacha like a door. It's what it means to say is that that crush men mechubar, although the planks are not attached, but if an asmei puts in each plank by itself, that's not considered like a door of one board. And the reason is, since there's not one board in the whole door. The later authorities are inclined to be lenient, even with one plank, because since there's a doorstep, it's meant to come in and out at all times. So Sharatzin Ais Chavdal brings, and the same thing is the opposite. If there's no doorstep, but it's made from any boards, that it would also be permitted. Be'alacha, in Divrei HaMaschal, She'im Nechnasim Yetzma Tadeh. So he said, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sipkot Nechav Gimel, which he said to look, all right, Sipkot Nechav Gimel. What he means to say is that, therefore, it's not meant to be open only for distant times, not the norm to come in out at all times. So it looks like you're adding onto the building by closing, if not in the permitted ways that we described. Then it's recognizable as like a door. So look at today's Shabbos, I was inclined that by opening that's meant to go in less than 30 days, it's like a Pesach Hazla Kanes Batadr. Meaning if you go in less than in less than 30 days, so then it's like you're always going in. It does not have the limitations of like a Rechav or Shachar Abatim. The Masal Gvayim in the Aretz, that as long as it's hanging above the ground, even minute amount, so then you will have this Heter. Even though there's no Tzir. So it's a little bit of Sivkot Nechavzayim, which he was mitzayin to look over here. Now, Nishmas Adam, he's very expansive about this topic, and he writes that this I brought in the Mishnah that you need it to be elevated from the ground. So Machlik is trying how to explain that. Look over there very well in his words. Now, the truth is his interpretation goes out to introduce an novel regarding this. And through that, the halacha changes in the Chaya Adam, which is something new. And come out, all the Rishonim don't explain like this. Baal Amar, the Ritva, that they bring him himself, that they explain explicitly like we wrote in Mishnah Berurah. And also Rashi in Mishnah, it's obvious also that he explains like that. Also, the Zeruah quotes him, and then the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, it sounds like that he also explains that it has to be tied on. His mamash like the way Paitis explained that Kof Chavav Mabez. So the Lapella that Mishnah Masadim writes in Rambam Pirush Mishnah sounds like his words, that elevated from the ground is effective, even though it's not tied at all. To the contrary, it's obvious over there. The opposite, at the end of his words, look over there. And this, that the Nishma Masadim writes that from the Rif and the Rosh and the Barak Tanur and the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the Pashtis is like his words. So the Kontam Mahom and the Sunni said, I didn't see there's any proof to what he's saying because they all quote only the Lashon Mishnah, and just like the Reza and the Ritva and all the Rishonim explained the Lashon Mishnah, they'll also explain their words. The Rambam in his Chibra also there's no Raya so much if you look into it. Especially in this Pirush Mishnah, it sounds explicitly that he explained there should be tied on. And you don't remain any support what he's saying, only from the words of Rava Magu, which that's Adas Yacha, that they connect all the Rishonim regarding the Allah, and therefore he says, I quoted their interpretation in our interpretation. Some of the dirshu number 11, our doors, even though they're made from one board, and this girl's holds, is permitted to close the opening of the doorway, even if it's detached from its hinges, since it's recognizable to all that they're doors, and it's not closing up a building. Dirshu number 12, regarding reed mats, that is burnt Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, that it's effective to have a hecker tzir, recognizable that there's a hinge, and the reason why it's different between this door and that there's no recognizable tzir that's effective, and what we're discussing will be here in Mishbru Sivkot Lamed, and regarding the Machzel Shulchanim, that a hecker tzir is effective. The Taz writes that since this door is made from one board, and the norm is to build walls from these boards, so it looks like that when you're closing it up, as if you're closing up a hole in the building, which is not the case by reed mat, because since it's not the way to build a wall like that, so it's hanging, does not look like closing up a hole in the building. Dish number 13, if you don't put it into the cavity of the doorway literally. You just put it opposite the opening of the doorway. Chazan is right, that does not look like Baina, and they'd be allowed to do that even with such a door that's the one panel door. Dersh number 14, even if a door is not tied on, the Chazan is right, it's possible to be lenient, more than what the Mishnah Berurah said that you could be semich on the Shittas Rambam to be makel. Dersh number 15, the Halacha brought that the Nishmas Adam is very expansive on this topic, and he explains over there that Machlik Zushan had explained the words of the Mishnah Erevin that Kofal from the base. And it says, Ilm King Gevayim in the arts. Now, those who explain that the door is elevated from the ground by the fact that it's tied on and hanging in the air, some explain that the doorway is made in a way that when you put in the door, it should be that the door is elevated from the ground. According to them, in that such situation, it's permitted to put back the door, even if it's not tied on at all. Dersh number 16. The halacha said that the halacha changes through the way Chayyadim explains where he paskins over there that if the door is made in a way that when you put the door is going to be elevated from the ground, it's permitted to close it even though it's not tied on at all, which the halacha illustrated not like that.